750k to rent a bag for the night. 350. You don't have problem in this life. Well, I, you don't have problem in this life.
I think the craziest one for me is going as far as renting empty boxes.
That one is a sign of insanity, and you don't know it.
Listen,
so that's insanity.
Like,
that's
how can insanity. You tell me? How can they call normal people and you follow them?
Hey guys.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Local Lisbon Podcast.
Big purr.
You know, I realized recently that I've grown up.
That's cute.
Not maturity wise, but like there was one day that I came back from like a day, like I had a full day, and I came back home, and like when I came back home, I mean, like, I got home, I was just doing like your typical things, like I put my stuff away. Just trying to make dinner. I was just trying to just organize myself. And I had left like my sliding, like, so this, my bed, my living room has a balcony. And I had like hung up the curtain. So like I had now come back into the living room, and like by now night had fallen. And like you could now see inside my house from outside.
Okay.
So I could also see my reflection in the mirror. And I just looked at myself, and like I was holding like a dish rag, and like I was just doing stuff, and I was just like, damn.
Wow.
I've grown up.
I'm an adult.
Yeah, like I was just like, I'm really out here. Like it just really dawned on me, because I feel like I spent so much of like I've spent the last like 3 years really being by myself.
Fair.
And it's been very interesting, but like as years go by, the more interesting it becomes. Like that's the only adjective I can think of. Like I just constantly feel like I'm always learning things about myself, learning my strengths and my weaknesses. Realizing that like doing things alone is actually hard, but can be fulfilling.
It can.
And yeah, it's just like I just realized that I've grown up, man. Like I'm a grown ass woman. Oh yes, sis. That's
it's not.
I really
fun.
Like this top.
Thank you.
I want it. It would have gone actually well with my skirt. We should have swapped, you know, because my top two would have worked with your skirt. I'm saying it on the podcast. You think I'm ashamed?
This is what Valerie does, guys. I need you to know
this is what I Valerie. Do. So is it me thing?
Valerie will say,
"So it's
I
just,
like
so
this."
So is it me thing?
I mean, and suddenly it appeared her wardrobe like witchcraft.
So it's just a me thing. Answer now.
What kind of question is that? Do understand? What kind of stupid question is that? What question are you asking? Okay. I beg. Let's not have our first public fights on the podcast, though.
No problem. Voila. I'll back down. That's what you
still take this top. Get the fuck out of my face.
Of course, I'm still going to take the top. Are you whining me? Like, I'm still going to take it, but like, I don't know why you're trying to pretend like as if you don't do it too.
Hey, get out. I'm so fuck what?
I'm dead.
I'm so fuck what?
But anyway, it's a brand new episode of the podcast.
Brand new episode. Brand new ways Lagos is showing Ashigi. Brand new things that are happening in Nigeria. Guy, did I tell you that there was, I think I told you, that there was a day I was without light for 29 hours.
This bitch is crazy. Just a day and 5 hours.
I don't understand. That you'd be ready, Jed, and you'd be ready, Jed, for 29 hours. Don't know.
Oh, so your generator was on for that. You bought four for 29 hours. That's the real issue.
I was home all day. My mom's home now, so I cannot economize my fuel.
Do you think you should get an inverter?
So, yes, and I'm going to, but when I move, because there's no point in setting it up here. We had an inverter. Funny thing about the inverter we had.
We had an inverter.
Anyway, we had an inverter. Funny thing is, I was electrocuted by it. Yeah. Like, like, you know, in the film.
I did not expect that.
You know, in the films, yeah, where, like, they'll be electrocuted and it throws you across the room. Yeah, that's what happened to me.
Crazy.
Yeah. And then it was honestly, I know Valerie always says life is not a Nollywood movie. That night was like a Nollywood movie. That's how it threw me across the room. Mommy said I yelped like a dog. Threw me across. Yeah. threw me. I hit the wall, dropped on the floor. The next thing I knew, one of the guys outside, shout out to him, Wool, because even back then I was still a big babe. I was just feeling myself like this. He was carrying me down the stairs. Mommy was like, yay! Help me! Help me! Help me!
Why did the investor shock you like that?
I don't know.
You, what were you doing by the investor that shocked you?
I can't even remember. I think I was turning on or off. Shy, catch me. But it sucks that, you know, that amount of electricity. Well, it doesn't suck because no brain damage, no organ failure. I didn't die. That's a great bonus. However, like, you would think that amount of electricity, maybe small superpowers.
Bye.
Like, I do like this.
If you could have a superpower, what would it be?
Eh?
What would it be?
Altering people's thought processes. Mind bending. 100%. Are you stupid? Yes. If you can alter people's thought processes, you've won in life.
Why would you?
What, you thought I'd say flying so I can avoid traffic? Get the fuck out of here. I want to be able to shoot laser from my eyes.
Altering people's minds.
Yeah, 100%. From the smallest thing to the biggest thing, you've won. If you want to travel somewhere, you can walk into the airport and be like, hi, can you let me on the plane? And now you're on a flight, business class. You people that go around looking for visa.
Did you watch Gen V?
Yes, I did. Is it Gen V?
On Amazon Prime.
Yeah. You people that are looking for visa. That is
an interesting superpower to think.
You go for your visa appointment. You have my own. 10 years.
My own. Listen, I'll use it too. My own is so that I can be invisible. But it's always because I want to go and steal money.
But then, if you can change, if you can bend people's mind, you don't need to steal the money.
You can just manipulate them.
Walk up to Dangote and say, "Good afternoon.
How about you see him?"
You bend people's minds as you reach Dangote. I don't understand. You say, huh? You just do like this. Shake my hand. Show Yahweh. Good afternoon, sir. When you say good afternoon, you say, are you looking for about $50 billion? They say, Dad, you can do better than that.
Is it mind bending or is it jazz?
It's mind bending.
It's giving jazz. Sounding like jazz. It's sounding a little bit like voodoo.
Hold on, wait. So if we are going to traditionalize it, on what would superheroes be? What would their class be?
Is that where you're going?
No, babalawos. They'll be like demigods. Because they're above regular
humans. I hear you. I mean, Hercules, was he a superhero? He was strong. He was a Greek god. But it was
just a let me not offend an entire culture.
Let's just keep that.
No, but he was a mix. I think it was Hercules that was a little mixy thing, innit?
So human, let's human move on dad. To the
no, human mom.
No. That's Tarzan.
Are you all right? Tarzan was mixed with what? Part human, part monkey. I want you to say it. What was Tarzan mixed with? And how did we get from Greek god? How did we enter Tarzan now?
I didn't even know what just happened. I didn't know what just happened. I'm sorry. Can we edit that out of the podcast?
Oh god.
That was too funny. But then man. Hercules is half horse, half horse. Tell me.
He's fully human. He was just raised, like, as a baby. They dropped him in the forest and said,
his horse.
Bye.
Who, where? Tarzan?
Yes. Okay. Did you say horse?
I thought you were talking about Hercules.
No, Tarzan.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. You know, I've never watched the beginning of...
Jesus.
Hercules was a messenger to the gods. Wait.
He had wing slippers.
What's Jungle Book?
Do you think he ate?
No, like, what is Jungle Book? Did he used to walk like a monkey at some point? Or is it because he was in the forest too?
Yes.
It's a question. So who had the Jane girl? Who had the Jane character? Who's Jungle Book had Mowgli?
Yes.
Okay. It's been a long time now. I'm 31. I'm almost 31. I can't remember the things that I watched in cartoon.
I can.
Good for you. And you that you're still reading the Blighting Book. Of course you can remember what was happening in the
second. I knew when I said it, there's going to be one day that this girl, this bald headed bitch, like this Goremapa girl will use it against me. Here we are.
Any Blighting.
Here we are.
Any Blighting. Of course you remember. But anyway. Okay, random. Another random question. What was your favorite cartoon?
Pinky and the Brain.
Okay, so wrong Pinky question. What was your favorite Disney cartoon?
My favorite Disney cartoon.
I feel like that's like Pocahontas, right?
Yeah, all of them.
Peter Pan.
Do you know what? Yeah, I never really had a favorite Disney cartoon. Do you know why?
Why?
Because all of this
Mulan.
Yeah, like nothing. I liked Mulan up until the point where I found out she was doing everything for man. Like that whole. I feel like. From young, that whole, a man gonna rescue me, gonna carry me, and I never really liked it. It was all confusing.
I used to be obsessed with the fairy tale.
Should I tell you the weird thing, how far this stretches? You know, I've never dreamt about my wedding.
I don't think I used to dream about my wedding, but I've always liked. I sort of knew I was going to get married early.
No, but you've envisioned yourself getting married.
I didn't. Yeah. Envision myself getting married.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I don't think so. I just wanted to marry. Like, I was at that point, at that time, I wanted to marry that person.
Fair. Okay. Because when I say this,
I envision myself. You're the only person I've said this to.
Yeah, the only person I've said this to that has the same. Like, I've never, I'm going to get married. Like, if I close my eyes and think about it now, I honestly can't see myself in a wedding dress.
One of my friends has planned all her wedding outfits, and she's not even dating anybody. Like she's like
the power of manifestation.
I don't think she's even doing it to manifest the man. She just knows that when she's comes, ready, she's ready to marry. This is what she's going to wear. Like the looks are sorted. Okay.
Honestly, yeah. Do you know what my nightmare is? A big what? Wedding.
No, you enjoy it.
No. Do you know why? I just feel like.
So, do you think you prefer a small wedding?
A small wedding. Small, intimate wedding.
Small, intimate wedding.
Yeah.
They're all expensive, Sha.
And no, ma'am. I'm not even doing it. I'm not saying it as per cost. But I would rather spend 50 million feeding 50 of our closest family and friends rather than 50 million inviting 1,000 people.
First of all, 50 million for a wedding process is crazy. Okay, things are expensive now.
Yes. 975 of out of that 1,000 people that you invited, you cannot even call them and say, this is what is happening. Can I have some advice? Mm. What's the point? What's the point of you?
Mm. I agree, Sha, but then I guess it depends on how you're feeling. And then, like, it depends on, like, your families and stuff. Because, you know, at the end of the day, if we're all being realistic, these weddings are usually for, like, the family.
You can't bully me. You can't bully
yeah.
me.
Yeah. It's very hard.
We loop.
Good luck with that.
Listen, I feel like there are a lot of...
I don't think you want to loop. You want to do... As per you, not the bridal shower.
Girl. No.
Tommy, please stop. Like, lie to the people, but not to me, man.
I'm not lying. Yeah, you I'm want not to, in the wait. I'm not saying I want...
You're not saying you want to elope, but if they stress you, you will run away.
Yes, 100%. And I'm not saying that if I do get married, I won't want the, like, fanfare. Mm-hmm. But the fanfare will just be very localized to the people I love and trust.
Not very localized. Bye.
It's not for everybody.
So it's so funny that we're talking about this because, you know, we actually wanted to talk about keeping up appearances, right?
Yes, we did.
So it's so interesting that we sort of, like, casually strolled into the conversation, and it's also it's like, let's talk about weddings, for example. People do definitely be keeping up appearances at weddings, and like I feel like I know, like, it's a big deal, it's a special day, and all of that stuff.
I like your nails.
Thank you, baby. But getting will you do short nails?
No.
But getting married and like not like maybe you spend so much money on X and X and X and X and X. Like, imagine you do so much for your wedding, and then, like, after the wedding, like, you're hungry or like something crazy.
I think, my sister, I feel like my thing for my life has always been, do the best with what you have.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
As it should be.
Do the best with what you have. If you have 10 million naira, do the best with that 10 million. If you have 100 million, do the... I'm the type of person, I can have 1 billion in my account and my wedding might cost 10 million.
No, like, if like, my wedding is, if I have one B, there'll be signs. Eh? You know, wine. See, yeah, let me just give you 100 with you. Like, it will be small, but there will be
signs. No, but there will be signs. 100%. That's what I'm saying.
You know, wine.
That's what I'm saying. I would rather spend money and let the people that are close to me and the grow.
I need to stop fucking saying that you didn't wine thing.
Let me, the people that are close to me and the groom, enjoy. Whether we pack you. Ourselves and we fly and all costs are paid or whatever. I'm not saying just because it's a small wedding, it'll be cheap. No. My own is about, why do I need a room? Why do I need crowd?
Like, why? I mean, you want, you're celebrating like your love. Like, you want the whole world to see. Like, you want all the hating hers bougie.
They see it on Instagram.
I'm all like, the hating hers bougie.
On Instagram. I know Google.
Do you think, so what we're on the topic, right? Let's talk about, like, posting, people that post their wedding pictures and, like, they don't post the groom. What do you think about that?
I think it's kind of, honestly, yeah. I think if I'm taking it, let's take it from 2 points. Let's take it from Ojuaye. The eyes of the world.
Okay.
Yeah. And just how I would do it normally. Yeah. For me, I don't like posting personal things online. Jiggers. Like, I honestly don't like posting things that are personal online, because at the end of the day, when you're like in the public, what do you have for yourself? Does that make sense?
I hear you.
Does that make sense? So for me personally, I wouldn't even post my wedding. I know in my case.
Did you say you won't post your wedding?
I won't post my wedding.
Why?
Why not?
I hear you, Sha. You know, like, I understand people not posting their partners on social media, mm-hmm, before they get married. And to be honest, now I kind of understand people not posting their partners when you, even after they, like, they've been proposed to or whatever, they're getting married. Because I feel like sometimes it's just best to preserve and protect some things, like you've said. And then I also feel like all that does is it gives people... Why do you want to know?
Thank you.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Thank you. What is, like, how would they...
But then, what I don't like is people that post their partners and then remove their heads. Or, like, they blur their heads.
I think
or,
that's
like,
so funny.
They use emoji to cover their head. And I'm just like, just don't post.
I feel some people want you to know that they're in a relationship. There's somebody keeping me warm at night.
I bet.
But they just don't want you to know.
Who what it looks like.
But then I feel like, especially in this day and age of social media, especially if you have a following or like you're somebody like people are interested in, it then turns into this rush to see who is this person, how, when did they buy.
So the thing about this is that
IG
next thing,
detectives they'll come now start, out.
They'll now start going to go and follow the person, all those things, honestly, it can be rather much.
And it's just like...
So what really made me want to talk about this whole keeping up appearances P was, I saw someone post something on their Instagram story. That's what I'm actually trying to pull up. Someone posted something on their Instagram story.
Is it
going to
make me sick?
No, it's just going to make you say, wow. So the person posted this and said something about Lagos, something. But then I was like, very interesting. So I've now gone on their page and their bio says, you can rent everything you see here. I'm dead. So they set up these stores. It's like birthday surprise. Oh, see, cute, Fendi no. box. It's rented. He says that's cute.
No, when you said no, wait. When you
it's rented.
The watch as well.
Yeah, they've rented the. They'll arrange that whole setting for you so that you can make video. Can you see how much it is to rent?
I'm so confused. Yes. Yeah, so wait, hold on.
This is also the renting backing page.
Okay, so what I'm looking at, guys, here.
I feel like we need to show them what we're looking at.
Yes, yeah, so.
I guess figure out how we're going to show you
what we're going to show you. But what I'm looking at currently, is, you know, the normal Lagos birthday setup, the Mafi balloon, at his rose petal, at his streamer, in the hotel room. Yeah? One shame, yeah? What if he, Gucci, Fendi, Bottega Veneta, one designer bags, but they're renting everything. So they're rent. So. You're renting it to take pictures. And it's not small money that you're paying for these empty bags. It's 450,000 naira. 450 Nigerian naira. 450,000 federal of federal.
You can rent Van Cleef for.
You're joking. Give me, let me
see. Let's see.
As in, what do you mean rent Van Cleef? What's happening? As in.
You do wine.
So as in, you rent it and then you wear it out.
Yeah.
And then they rent Birkin. They rent.
Well, is that card? Chanel bag. Let's go. See money bouquet. You can rent this.
I'm getting angry.
That's $100 if. But that money bouquet.
So what happens? Yeah, I have a question. Ask what happens when someone rents the Van Cleef for 350k
and they steal it
and then they don't return it?
How you not return it?
Why? What is holding you that you won't return it? Instagram dragging.
I'm sure they even have Chanel Love bracelet too. The original one, with the screw. So that you.
El Cartier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is it Chanel? Cartier Love bracelet, you.
So okay, what happens if someone doesn't return it?
I'm sure they'll call police for you. So I just find, you know, I'm short of words. I feel like it's very interesting that people are actually going this far, because this is rather far.
Do you know what my issue is with this thing?
Tell me.
Should I tell you what my main issue is? Yeah. So like, there's certain websites in the UK, like Selfridges now. Yeah, you can pull clothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can pay, like, say the dress is.
I know what pulling is.
Yeah, yeah. No.
Oh, okay.
Say the dress is like £5,000. You can pay a smaller fee, maybe £50 for a day or whatever, to pull.
Pretty much rent the dress.
To rent the dress, right?
Mm-hmm.
That kind of makes sense to me if you are a person that is always going to events, always.
No, pulling makes absolute sense.
Pulling makes sense.
But renting Van Cleef does not.
Yes.
Because the money to rent this Van Cleef.
It's real money.
And that money you could have used it to buy a gold bracelet.
Real gold. So,
that's just all I have to say about that. I didn't even I'm not even angry. I just find it funny. And I also think stressed. That it's because people like. See, I'm never on top of how to spend their money, but I just find it so insane that, like, I think my real issue is the thought process behind it, because you're doing it because you want to post on Instagram.
350k to rent a Van Cleef. That's insanity. My issue is,
money, honestly, is it? Like, ugh, god damn.
My issue honestly is, right, it's real money you're spending.
Yes,
it's real money. It's not monopoly money. It's not like a pulling fee. Even when you pull in Nigeria, what you're paying is like a dry cleaner fee and like a service fee to the brand.
Mm-hmm.
Fair. That makes absolute sense. Which will be less, considerably less, than if you were to buy that outfit or own that outfit. And it's almost like a collaboration. We know you're going to this event. It's going to get this amount of visibility. That's why we're allowing you to pull. But now you're spending 750k to rent a bag for the night. 350. You don't have problem in this life. Well, like, you don't have problem in this life.
That's why.
And my issue,
you know,
the
crazy
also,
thing is, you know, that one self. Not that one self. Let's even, there are even categories to it, because I think the craziest one for me is going as far as renting empty boxes.
That one is a sign of insanity, and you don't know it.
You know, renting empty boxes and balloon and all those things is crazy. Like, that's actually fucking crazy. Like, I've said it before that, like, to get that room, like, a room full of rose petals and stuff. I said, wow.
Ooh.
To get a room full of rose petals and, like, stuff and, like, presents and, like, candles, everything. I'm sure it feels good. But it feels good because somebody did it for you. That's what I think. I think when someone does it for you as a surprise, that's what makes it. That's the feeling that you actually crave. I don't think the real thing is wanting to. So some people want to prepare people on Instagram, but for me, I feel like it's be actually wanting to see it done for me. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like it's crazy for you to pay, and then you now start acting what surprised. Come on.
That's actually a mental health issue.
Listen, so
that's insanity.
Like,
that's
how can insanity. You tell me? How can they call normal people and you follow them? You can't. Like, you can't.
So wait, hold on. They're renting it and then walking in on it as like, so my God, I'm so surprised.
Yeah.
But this is the greater issue for me. Yeah.
What is the greater issue for you?
So please. A lot of people, obviously I'm not saying all, but some of the people that are doing this would have platforms, regardless of how big or how small, mm-hmm. right? And obviously they're not gonna come on Instagram and say, oh, by the way, I rented it. This is where I rent it from. Do you understand?
Obviously they're not.
They're not. Which makes people, whether directly or indirectly, feel that it is real. Oh my God, look at what they
got. The only way you find out that somebody rented that piece when there's one casala that has bust.
And then someone two else says,
do not say, that's how you rent. That's how we cool. know that.
But now they're going to be young women that are easily influenced, that are looking at this and saying, I need to get here. I need to do this.
Mama, I feel like at the end of the day, speaking of go spoil. But I do agree with what you're saying. Like, there are a lot of impressionable people on the internet. And I feel like at the end of the day, it's up to you to figure out what matches you and what doesn't.
100%.
I don't think I'll even feel a little bit daft. Not a little bit. A little much. a rather much daft. If, like, I'll carry, like, my hard-earned money. Like, I went to work for 1 month.
And then 450k.
Okay, let's say, okay, place a scenario. Let's say my salary is, like, 150k a month. That's in to rent it for, I mean, 1 hour. I mean, 1 day. Is it 1 day? They say 1 day.
I don't even want to know.
They say 1 day renting 350k for bracelets. Like, so I worked 2 months and how many days?
2.5 months. To wear. 2.5 months, 40 days.
Do you, like,
oh. In San. Hey! No.
Scary scenes. I just can't. Anyway, Sha, I feel like to each his own. But like, if you are going, if I know that nobody around me can do it, but if you do it near me, don't tell me.
Don't tell me. I will shame you.
I will clown you as fuck, man.
I will. Calling you crusty because baby, you was a motherfucking clown.
Listen, I will clown you like in the biggest way possible. Like, you can never leave that shit down around me. If you rent box Gucci and the D&D box. You now tell me. Bye.
No, because we have boxes. Maybe you should start that business.
Okay, and I feel like that's the end of today's show. No. Not you now.
Hey, guys. Hey, Auntie God, if you want, I have Gucci. I have LV. I have Cartier. I have VC.
The people that do be renting.
So if he wants to rent box or bag, Elipimi, just get in touch.
Because your own package come with balloon.
We find the balloon.
Okay.
There's a party shop near me. If you want balloon, we can add it to the package.
Too. What should we call
Please,
it?
Please don't bring our boxes back damaged. Which that one do you have? Thing, no.
Okay, so because wait. Me as We have to no. We have to think about it well now.
Yeah, no.
Wait. You cannot say that don't bring back the boxes damaged. Bitch, who told you we have to be there? When we finish setting up, when they finish snapping, they will jump inside the bed, they will dance, they will do woo.
We have to get an assistant.
And then when we finish, we'll pack our load. We're not going to leave that.
We're not leaving it.
No, war. We're not going to leave it to.
I'm with Valerie.
Eh?
Valerie, we can rent our
room. We're not going to leave it. No, this is a business. I just feel like, I just feel bad.
Sorry, birch necklace for rent.
Wow.
So,
I'm not doing the business with Tomio. I'll help her do the Instagram.
Are you mad?
I'll be helping her do the Instagram
page. Do you think people want to rent Apple Watch?
I'll get by. I'll get a bouncer.
Bouncer.
That in case the person wants to go funny, the guy will just.
So wait, hold on. If we rent jewelry nice, the bouncer going to be following them. No, come. For real, seriously.
Oh my God.
No, for real, seriously.
But imagine if the day you go and rent that van.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie. Eh? If it wasn't that I'm making my own money from my sweat, one lie. I would have rented that Van Cleef and I would have kept it for 3 days. Let's see what they're going to do.
Tell me they will arrest you.
From where to where? How will you find me to arrest million. Me?
6 million.
How will you find me to arrest me?
6 million.
People, you don't think people enter the ground in Lagos?
Eh?
And disappear.
Tell me, please, I beg. I don't know why you're always talking about all these otherworldly things.
I'm not talking podcast. About otherworldly things. Do you think people don't disappear?
What do you mean by the enter inside the ground?
As in... enter inside the ground, disappear, they vanish themselves, they carry themselves, maybe they go to Abuja, they go and stay in one country states.
I mean, India. Yeah, people vanish sometimes, like they run away after they commit crimes. Is that what you're trying to
yes.
say? Yes. Oh, yes, they do now.
So, if but I will you now leave, disappear will you leave myself? Lagos
because of Van Cleef?
Just to prove a point, because I want to know what security do you have in place that's keep...
Maybe there's a tracking chip in the Van Cleef.
How big is Van Cleef?
Or there's a shocker in the Van Cleef. That's why you move so much. Girl, I don't know what to tell you.
Because I'm not going to lie. I'm honestly, not going to lie. It's not Lagos that can rent business, things in Lagos.
If I was doing this business and I was renting, I would be collecting someone's family member. You can only bring your family member as collateral.
You what have you to mean? Bring. They say you can rent Birkin. But how much? 750.
Yeah, bring your daughter.
Eh? So you say, bring your child. Oh, so what was it? Oh, darling, you're just going to stay with your auntie for a day. And you carry your daughter as collateral. A Birkin. Because what's the gear? I need, because I don't want to say the only reason why I feel somebody would have the peace of mind to rent these items in Lagos. But I have heard so many stories of babes renting hair and they abscond with the hair.
Yeah, I've heard.
And all what do they do? All they do is drag them on Twitter. And then maybe when they're tired of receiving the shame as being the babe that stole hair, they return the hair.
Honestly, the people said...
But I'm not going to lie.
Some people that are very shameless. So.
If I rent you... Listen, yeah. If I rent you a Birkin... if I rent you a Birkin in Lagos, you're paying for a bouncer. And that bouncer is going to be on my payroll. And his job is, if you move funny... knock you on the head and collect the bag.
I'm dead.
It does not matter what you are going through, what you are going out of. His own is, you protect the bag with your destiny. I don't think Lagos is
a good place for you to be renting things out.
Honestly, if, like I said, who wants to chip in and do that experiment? Because what the actual fuck?
I'm not doing this with you. I feel like it's a little bit exploitive.
It is. It's not a little bit exploitive. I'm not trying to be judgmental,
but I just feel like it's a bit exploitive. I don't think, but then I mean, people are adults, you know. People like you said, why are you not decisions. Using your brain? Like, why is that what you want? Anyway, Sha. Enough is enough. At the end of the day got to end. If you want to hire a room so that you post on Instagram. Mm-hmm. If you want to,
but this is my issue. Yeah, if you take that 450, yeah,
mm-hmm.
even if you carry that 450 to the club, will you not be able to buy one Casamigos or one and a half Vulcan, so you can at least
that's another thing that you will piss out by the end of the night too.
But at least you're not being on Instagram posting with fake empty bag.
Posting empty boxes is crazy, Sha.
So what happens when your followers say, what did you get? We want to see the bags. Where do we go from there?
They'll say that they don't want to show you now. You people are too nosy. That's when you're saying that like, y'all too nosy for me, okay? That's a Lambo. I can drop that Lambo. Like, you can drop that Lambo in a big way. Oh, I'll unbox it later. I just never get around to it.
And then they never see you with a Bottega or a Chanel or a Kinney bag ever. This is why you should just day your day. Just day your day. There's no pressure when you day your day. When you pop up with something,
the lifestyle costs. Wow. Now you know, no.
Because this lifestyle is getting, it's turning into mental health too.
I'm screaming. Not to turn it into mental health. I just find it fascinating, Sha, but to each his own. Like I said, if I ever catch any of my friends doing it, they're not gonna hear the last of that shit from me. But I'm pretty confident that I don't have any.
I don't
any
know anybody that would do this thing. Do I?
Because you know, people. One thing people will definitely do is shock you. So there's always that. Yeah. Let me do my.
Am I the asshole? I love this.
So this IATA is: am I the asshole for being disrespectful and telling my parents good luck with that when they try to ground me? I live at home while going to university. I'm in my final year and I have a job lined up after I graduate. My parents have been charging me rent since I was 16. I have a small company that makes me about $60,000 a year.
Okay, yeah.
I started this in high school and this is one of the reasons I graduated early from high school and why I got attention from recruiters. My parents said that since I was earning adult money, I could take in adult responsibilities. I thought that was fair. So I paid for all my own stuff starting at age 16, not university. I got a scholarship. And the rent they charged me was a minor, $300 a month. But I basically considered my room to be completely mine after that. I kept it tidy because I liked it that way. But they had no say in when I cleaned it, when I did my laundry, other than not to do it at a time where it would disturb the family, for example, 3 a.m. I bought food for myself and I ate when I wanted. They tried to say I was separating myself from the family, but I saw it more as having my own schedule. This year, for spring break, I went down to Mexico with friends.
Okay.
My parents were upset because they were hosting a big Easter family get-together. When I got back, they said I was behaving badly by not being around for a family gathering. I said it was my last spring break in university and that I was not responsible for their schedule. They said I was grounded and I laughed and said, good luck with that. I went to my room and locked the door. They started banging on it for my attention, but I'm done. My grandfather came over to talk to me later and he's one who helped me get my company started and he's always there for me. He said that I was rude to my parents when they were trying to be there for me. I asked him how much rent he charged my mom when she lived at home and he said it was ridiculous to think he would charge his kids rent. I told him that I had been paying my parents rent for 4 years. He went to the house and I heard a fight. When he came out, he said that I need to treat my parents with more respect, but that since they are my landlords, they do not have a say over how I spend my time. I am avoiding my parents for now and I'm renting an Airbnb right now until I graduate. I took everything that was important to me and I left $600 for the last 2 months I had planned on being there. They keep calling me, but I'm currently getting ready to move for my new job. I don't have the energy to deal with them. Is he the asshole for telling his parents good luck with that?
He's not.
You don't think so?
I think, obviously, don't get me wrong, I think it was disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
It was disrespectful. But from the age of 16...
Oh, so he was 19 and final year in university. Why are you trying to ground someone that is in university?
From the age of 16, let's call a spade, you've been treating him like an adult in the house.
Yeah.
He's been paying his rent. He's been probably paying his own bills as per, we can say, like, if he has...
He said he buys his own food.
He buys his own
food. And you know, one thing money gives you is freedom. It's freedom. And options. Yeah.
Like, you've created a structure where... he does not answer to you for anything,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And he has taken it on. He has taken that on in a big way.
Yeah.
Saying that, peace out. I'm going to Mexico. I don't give a heck what you lot are doing. This mm-hmm. is what I want to do with
mm-hmm.
my time.
Mm-hmm.
Because in all honesty, if he was in another city or state for university,
mm-hmm.
and he told you that I have work to do in university, and you just find there's nothing you can do now.
I hear that. I think it's because they don't think his plans are important, like your Mexico mm-hmm. plans are not yeah. important. And I feel like generally parents tend to do that. They tend to minimize how important things are to you or people in position of authority. They just feel like, oh, why do you think that is important to you? But it is like, it's my last year of being in university. I want to spend my spring break doing, like, it doesn't mean I don't love my family, but like, this is what I want to do.
This is what is important to me.
And I feel like you cannot show up for every family gathering,
period.
So I kind of feel like his parents were wrong for collecting rent from him. I feel like it was unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
And the problem stemmed from collecting the rights. Yep, 100%. I feel like they created a monster. They yielded
a lot of their power.
They created in a monster that, for yes. sure. But I feel like him. I mean, you're young, so you just feel like, oh man, fuck these people. And I think what I'm about to say has definitely come with age. But I feel like sometimes you learn and you realize that your parents are also learning too, and mm-hmm. they don't know any better. And like, you should always give grace.
Yes.
So I don't support him like just like freeing his parents. And that's mm-hmm. exactly what his grandfather said. Like, you need to talk to them with respect. But like, since they're your landlords, like, you can't.
They can't have it.
So I feel like it's sort of a two-way street. I feel like time will definitely teach this individual a thing or two, and he'll probably give his parents more grace eventually.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I just think he's not the asshole, but he's an asshole for moving.
He's an asshole, but in this dilemma,
I don't think he should have moved out. I think he overdid it by moving out.
I think he overdid it by moving out. I think it was disrespectful how he said good luck, but I feel it's also very cheeky of his parents to try and say you're
sometimes crap, yeah. Sometimes like, you need to share very full. Like, honestly, I think that every pivotal moment in my life,
mm-hmm.
I've had to really stand up for myself with yep. my parents.
100%.
Like, especially my dad. Like, I've fought the good fights. Yeah, like,
do you know what I
really have.
Yeah.
Like, I've really fought the good fights. What do you want to say?
Do you know what I find strange?
Mm-hmm.
I knew this girl, and she was like, she was older than me,
mm-hmm.
and at the time I was like 24,
mm-hmm.
and she was 27.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd always be like, come out, let's go out, bless you. Let's go out. And she's like, oh no, it's too late. So one day I told her in advance, and she said, I have to ask my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, that was the strangest thing to me.
Oh my God, have you ever...
Because as soon as I went to uni, actually... And after the first semester, it literally changed with my parents from, can I go to this place, my to, curfew. I am going here, I will be back at this time.
My curfew when I was 16 and 17 was 4 p.m. When I turned like 18, 19, like that's when I'm at home, 18, 19, 20, 21, my curfew was 7. If I got home a minute after 7, I'm not going to go out for like 2 weeks. And the way my father did is, if you go out this weekend, you can't go out next weekend. You can't go out, you just go back today, tomorrow. Are you whining?
When I hear like how people were brought up in Nigeria, I think I had a really lenient upbringing.
My sister.
Like my dad.
Listen.
If you want to go out, but make sure everything's done.
From Yaba to my gate, my parents' house. Like, I was on the bike for like 40 minutes because my father said, if I got home at 7:01, I'm not going to sleep inside the house. He doesn't care where I'm going to sleep. He's like, he called me at 6:00. Me, I was already on my way home. I was already trying to figure out how to find my cab to get home. I can never forget this day. My father called me and he said, hello, where are you? I said, oh, daddy, I'm trying to get my Uber. He just laughed. Okay. I just wanted to tell you that if you're not home by 7, which, and by translation, I mean, if you're not in this house by 7 p.m. sharp, as per, if you come home after 7, you're not sleeping in this house. So that's how he said it. So I just stopped bike, flew back from there. I can never forget. I paid the bike guy like 1:05 or something. 1:07.
Did you get home before 7?
I go home at 6:45. Like, from Yaba. To, as in, when I go home, my mom was like, what did you do? I was like, your husband called me. That's why I called my dad to my mom. I said, your husband called me, and he said that if I don't get home at some time. She was like, so you flew back? Bruh, I flew that bike in a big way. And that is why I moved out so young. And that is why I'm so big on financial independence. That is why. Because they were doing everything for me. That's when I started sewing, selling Iran, silk Iran, buba. So that I'll be seeing.
I remember that period of time. We got that in London as well.
Babe, Iran, buba. Listen, that year that I used to sew it to in school, sew it for people. That's what I started doing. That's what I started gathering small money here and there, because I was like, listen, even to buy data that year, my father was just looking. I tell my father he wants to buy data. I'm like, who are you talking to? You're always using pressing that phone too much, bruh. My hubby, nah.
Do you know what? Like,
that's,
I don't know.
That's independence. I needed it. And once I got it, I did not look back. Like, I never like this.
That's crazy.
I never like this. As it was, and I ran away from home for a long time.
Mm.
Like, when I say I ran away from home, in the sense that, like, after I moved out, for years, I would barely go and visit.
Mm.
Now I go home, like, I've gone home at least once a month this entire year.
Mm.
Sometimes twice. And every time I go, I stay over.
Mm.
But, like, obviously, our relationship has changed. We are in a much better space.
Yeah.
And I think it's basically because I don't live there. Because I know when I go there to go and visit and I want to leave late, my father will be like, no, just stay till morning. So, like, that tendency is obviously still there. It's because I don't just live there. But, like, it was crazy. And that is the alarm for my back. But yeah, man, that was really a crazy time for me growing up. Like, it was always too insane. And you know, that's when the party is starting. That time we used to go for parties in like Vola and Opium, when the party is just getting started.
That's when you have to know.
My father will be calling. Honestly, sometimes I damn the consequences. I'll be like, you know what?
I'm actually trying to think, was there ever, there are times where, obviously, I grew up on ends adjacent, yeah. So there are times where my mom would have said, don't go here. And there's a
that party. That is where you
there's
go.
There's a party in the block. And I'm just like, okay, I'm going all the way over here, but I'm where she told me not to go. Mm-hmm. But in terms of like times, if I tell my mom like, oh, can I go out? This was like when I was in high school. Can I go out? I'll be back 10, 11. My mom will ask
PM.
Me, yeah, my mom will ask me where I'm going, who I'm going with, and she have an address. And she said that she'll tell me, okay, if I'm gonna stay out later, I say, oh, mom, party's jumping in.
Yeah, that's how my mom is, right? But that's not how my dad is. My mom, one thing, so because I was scared of my dad, one thing I used to do to my mom was when I'm not on my way home yet, I'll be lying.
Mm.
And my mom is like, Valerie, one day when I came home, she was like, Valerie, do you know it's better for you to tell me that you are still there?
Mm-hmm.
Than for you to tell me that you're on the road and then you're on the road for 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're worrying me. Like, if I know that you're still somewhere, I know that you're still there. So, like, my mom is cool. I don't see that. I'll tell her that I want to travel. I want to do this. I'm never afraid to tell her that I'm about to do something, you know. But as for my father.
My dad's main concern was school. If you want to, you know that show, How to Get Away with Murder?
If you want to get to your mother, just go to school.
Just go to school. Read your book. Come home with good grades. And my dad's own isn't even too much. You have to be number one. You have to get 5 A-star. Just prove that you're not stupid. And that's it.
That was 70.
That was. But as soon as after my first semester in uni, I've never asked my mom or my dad, can I? It's always, I'm going. I will be back.
I mean, this I don't ask them anything again. And like before, I used to tell them like in advance before I travel. But now I do like 2 weeks, 1 week. When I was going to Ghana.
Okay.
Ghana was very spontaneous. So like I told my mom, I texted my mom when I was at the airport.
Mm.
And she was like, so when are you going? I said, I'm at the airport. She said, ah. I was like, so.
Sometimes when I do last minute travel, yeah, I'm always like, oh, mom, it's because of work. It's not because of work. I'm just going because I want to catch a fun.
Honestly, you know, when you say, once you say work to my parents, you can't get away. Like, that's my parents' one.
I don't.
Once you say you're working, like, you can get away with anything. You know? Me, like, if you say you are working, you can get away with anything. You know me, I'm the dead because in, I hate family reunions. So, when I was working at Spice, I was actually always working, but that was my ghost excuse. Any family?
Outside of my nuclear family, there are just some people that, it's honestly, it's just my dad's side that I really like.
not you like bad. It outside?
Yeah, everybody is always shocked. Everybody is always your dad's side? Listen, my dad's side of wavy people. My mom's like, but like, if anything, like, I went to mom shouldn't watch this episode, which should be so angry.
It's actually betrayed. What a betrayed.
I went to a family event December.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy had to call me from there and say, are you mad? Are you mad?
Why?
You better, if you don't, you better go. Tommy.
Go to where?
To the family event. It was my mom's side of the family. Like David. My dad had to put in the bird call from London to tell me, bro, you're going. I am putting my foot down as your father.
I mean, there's some things that my parents make like non-negotiables. And yeah. Like, I hear it. But like, they know when to and when not to.
True. I have to give my parents that one.
Anyway, before my waist to break on this show, I definitely need to get that pillow so that next time that I'm filming, I just sit with the pillow behind my back.
What, the BBL pillow?
No, not the BBL pillow.
Oh, I was gonna say, Valerie, is this something you're not selling up?
I don't need all that.
Okay, girl.
All right, girl. Okay, it's giving full look on, baby.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I'm such a fool. But anyway, thank you so much for watching the podcast. Big shout out to you. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Our handle is LocalizablePod across all boards. And yeah, like, talk to us. Send us anonymous messages and let's get into everything. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening and speak soon.
Bye.